Despite all the progress we've made, there is still a shit ton of work to be done. Probably due to some traumatic event in the womb or early childhood, I've chosen a profession which constantly forces me to expose myself to things that upset me. Thus, the other day, I smacked myself in the face with a headline from The Guardian that read, "Britain not close to being a racially just society. Finds two-year research project." Since I am far more masochistic than sadistic, I will kindly spare you most of the trauma I endured actually reading the fucking article. The only direct passage I'll quote is the allegation that there is detailed evidence of discrimination and unfairness plaguing the British Isles. Imagine being so confused about the difference between the subjective and the objective that one can declare, under cover of a news story, that there is detailed evidence of unfairness. As a guy who's almost of entirely English and Irish descent, I don't think the following facts are remotely fair to those of us whose veins pulse with blood from the British Isles. England, Scotland, and the Republic of Ireland have a combined estimated population of around 66.5 million people. Their governments are all currently headed by non-whites. England's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is a Hindu who was born to parents of Punjabi descent who migrated to Britain from East Africa in the 1960s. Humza Yousaf, First Minister of Scotland, also has foreign-born parents of Punjabi descent. Yousaf is a Muslim. Leo Varadkar, the Republic of Ireland's Taoiseach, is openly gay. His father was born in Mumbai. Varadkar's mother was born Miriam Howe and appears to be the only progenitor of the three brown heads of state who is of British ancestry. But that is more than counterbalanced by the fact that London's mayor, since 2016, Sadiq Khan, is a Muslim of Pakistani descent. The combined population of the only other scraps of land in the British Isles, Wales and Northern Ireland, is a puny 5 million. Mark Drakeford, First Minister of Wales, appears to be of genuine Welsh descent. He may be gone by the end of the year, possibly to be replaced by the Zambian-born Vaughan Gething. The current Minister of State for Northern Ireland is the English-born Steve Baker. Now, I find the fact that the effective heads of state for 93% of all residents in the British Isles have bloodlines from Asia rather than Europe to be tremendously unfair. Then again, unlike what at times seems like 99.9% of Earth's inhabitants, I realize that the idea of fairness, like so many ideas, is entirely subjective. The word justice is likewise in the eye of the beholder, and as luck would have it, the beholder usually thinks the world is savagely unjust, especially toward them. Have you ever noticed that for all the talk of justice, no one ever bothers to define it? I've never heard anyone even attempt to describe what conditions will be like on that glorious day, which always seems to be far away in the future, when justice will have been achieved and they can all shut up and let the rest of us enjoy ourselves. Again and again, we've all heard something to the effect of, "Despite all the progress we've made, there is still much work to be done." Okay, how much work? They never get around to measuring exactly how much work we'll all have to do, but it's starting to sound exhausting. I searched the phrase, "there is still much work to do," on a website called Power Thesaurus, and it yielded a robust 37 synonymous phrases such as "still have a lot to do" and "there's a long way to go." A search for "there is still much work to be done" resulted in 47 phrases, but at least it gave me a glimmer of optimism because, unlike "much work to do," it at least implies that one day the fucking work will be done. A Google search for "despite all the progress we've made" shat back 27,300 results at me. As you might have guessed, we've apparently made a lot of progress addressing phantasms such as racial inequality,
homophobia,
sexism, and all the other mortal sins in the New Church Lady's Catechism. But, inevitably, there's still work to be done. Much work. In March of 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. famously declared, "We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." Yeah, apparently justice is going to take a long time and a lot of work. A month later, MLK said, "I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land." Now, pardon me for sounding like a bit of a dick, but I think that if MLK actually saw the promised land, it was unfair of him not to at least take a picture. 55 years after his father's death, MLK's obese and charisma-free son, MLK III, it's like a fucking movie sequel, declared, "We still have a long way to go." Has anyone bothered to hire a surveyor to determine either in kilometers or miles how long this way is that we still have to go before we get there? By the way, who is this "we" that shall overcome? The word "overcome" sounds uncomfortably close to "overpower," just as "justice" often seems like an overly polite way of saying "revenge." Now, is it possible that the whole justice game was always about power rather than equality? With racial justice, first came desegregation. Then chitter-chatter about us all getting along. Then came endless Negro worship, along with the ritual demonization of everything white. Feminism used to be about treating women equally. Then it became a folk religion where women, no matter how maliciously vile their behavior, were presumed innocent and all men were inherently evil. Regarding sexual kinks, it seems that once gay marriage was mainstreamed, the trans hydra reared its pathological head. Now that all mainstream media outlets, the educational industrial complex, and the government have caved in and used proper, in other words, inaccurate, gender pronouns, things are lurching toward normalizing pedophilia, destigmatizing the sad spectacle of men in diapers, and encouraging sex between humans and livestock. If you think that's crazy, they used to call it bonkers to think society would ever accept gay marriage or the idea that someone can literally change their sex. It's inaccurate to say they keep moving the goalpost when the exact location of the goalpost was never defined in the first place. There were never any goalposts, just as there was never any finish line. Politics is like many businesses in that it's a self-sustaining racket. If it actually solved the problems it purports to solve, it would render itself obsolete. It's all a scam, a grift, a con, a boondoggle. It's kind of brilliant in a sick way. These justice movements are insatiable. They never stop of their own accord. Like Pac-Man, oh, sorry, Ms. Pac-Man, voraciously devouring power pellets, they gobble up everything in their path until they bump into a ghost that stops them. And it's game over.